T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Schmick, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Wow, there's some real soul in that one. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
19 years ago today, Malcolm in the Middle premiered on Fox.
Whoa!
Right? That show's almost 20 years old. And Bryan Cranston, who knew? He was like the goofy dad. He was the...
Well, he was on Seinfeld before
that. He was
the
dentist on Seinfeld. Yeah. But, I mean, he went on...
Oh, he's made quite a career for himself, and I love him. I like him as a person, too.
Yes.
Seems like he didn't really get fame until later in life, and I think
he's a real person.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I mean, sure, he was a working actor, but not huge.
Affected, yeah.
So he's in this new movie called The Upside with Kevin Hart. He's a quadriplegic billionaire. Have you seen the trailer?
Yes, it actually looks good.
Yeah, yes.
Does. Yeah.
It's the latest outrage. People are upset that he's playing a disabled character in the movie. They feel like the role should be played by someone who is actually disabled. Do we remember back when Daniel Day-Lewis started My Left Foot? As a man who painted with his feet.
Which is why he won an Academy Award, because
he's
was
an
acting.
Actor. That's what this is about. It's acting.
Wow.
And I.
Somebody posted on Twitter, like, yes, I'm angry that he didn't actually smoke any meth during or make the actual meth during Breaking Bad.
Well, because that's what some people are saying. On Breaking Bad, his character's son had cerebral palsy and was played by a guy who actually had cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
I get it. When the casting works, that's great. But at the same time, he's an actor.
Mm-hmm. And you would think Kevin Hart would take all the controversy for this movie, but they found a way to even expand it.
Bryan Cranston's like, me? Really?
Yeah, right.
That is a tough thing, and I feel like it's a constant theme that you get a real this to play that, and where do you draw the line? Nobody wants to see... You know, the white people playing African Americans,
right.
Obviously. We can agree that's insane.
Yes. And we talked about the Golden Globe joke with Sandra Oh, you know, how Emma Stone played an Asian in Aloha. I get how you would be frustrated by that.
And then you have trans people getting upset anytime a non-trans person plays a trans person. That's a weird one. You know, like it's tough. It's a continuum, I guess.
We talked about how we wanted to make resolutions for other people on the show on Monday, and ours was that yours was you're only allowed to be outraged by one thing. So all those people that are outraged about Bryan Cranston, that's it. It's January 9th. You used up your outrage.
You already used it.
Yep. Speaking of Kevin Hart and the Oscars, you know, he appeared on Ellen and they tried to broker some deal where he'd go back and host the Oscars. Still nothing. It doesn't look like he's going to host them. Chris Rock said, well, he doesn't want to do it, but he thinks Steve Martin should do it.
That'd be awesome.
And the Golden Globes, that Fiji water girl who photobombed everybody, and it was intentional.
Oh, yeah. She even said she knew how to get the angle right.
Fiji water, not only photobombing all those people, but then the day after when every single news outlet talked about photobombing, they got $12 million worth of advertising.
Wow.
Whoa, that girl, somebody needs to give her a bonus.
Yeah, what's going to happen with her?
A
porn company's offered her some deal, seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of course they have. That's the first person to offer anybody a deal. And, you know, there were 4 Fiji water girls. She was the only one who did it.
Man.
She needs a bonus. Yep.
She really does.
Because you know she was probably getting minimum wage or slightly higher.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to be on the red carpet. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's a cool place to be.
And now free water for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
So
I think that's good enough.
Yeah. Fiji water in particular. Yeah. That's delicious. Costs a fortune.
Nielsen has actually tracked how many people in the U.S. watched Netflix Bird Box in its first week. 26 million. And they say that 45 million people streamed it globally, which is the biggest week they've had for an original crappy movie.
I thought Netflix didn't give ratings.
They don't.
Is this a new
thing?
They
don't. It's through Nielsen.
Yeah, they
don't. How do they do it?
Well, because if you have a Nielsen monitor at your house, it's not just picking up the networks, but now it's picking up everything else that you watch.
But Netflix does not promote the Nielsen viewers.
But it's really interesting.
And those numbers, I understand, are very comparable to what to our Bird Box challenge at Y98.com. Is that about, are we on the same level there?
The numbers, yes. We had 26 people watch it the first week, and we're hoping that 45 people watch it globally.
It is good.
By the end.
It is entertaining. Yeah. Look how uncoordinated Kevin is in everything he does.
And just afraid.
Yeah, it's very...
He all of a sudden doesn't know how to walk when he's blindfolded.
It's like you don't even have to watch Bird Box. Just go to Y98.com. Check that out.
I just want you to watch this movie over the weekend so that you can confirm that it is a terrible film. The more people I've talked to, they've watched it. And I would say over half of them think it's horrible and it had a terrible ending.
All right.
So, meanwhile, Netflix is like, but this many people watched it. Well, it doesn't matter because it was terrible.
Yeah, but it just shows you, if you have a big star in a movie like that Netflix is going to put out and people are at home, they will watch it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally.
Absolutely. Especially that time of year. I mean, a lot of things lined up for Bird Box.
Yes.
You know, people slow off work. News at the holidays. So the holidays were like, everybody's watching this Bird Box movie. And it, a big star, like you said, in it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've gone to the movies and paid good money and watched terrible films.
Yes.
So I would much rather watch a terrible movie at home for free. But it was bad. That's entertainment schmig.
Wait, how did you feel about Bird Box?
More at 8:40. I'll talk about how I felt about Bird Box at 8:40.
Okay, good.
More online, too, at Y98.com. And Lance Hildebrand now with a look at traffic.
I fear we may be having a snooze bar.
Meg. And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
Oh, my gosh, we have so much to cover. Let's start with the masked singer. Now, when Courtney and Nick watched it last week, Courtney's boyfriend said that he thought the peacock was...
Spoiler alert!
Oh, spoiler alert.
Good job, Tim.
Thought the peacock was...
Donny Osmond. Based on the clues, at first it sounded like David Hasselhoff, but then, based on the clues and the voice, he said, it's totally Donny Osmond.
And you told us all these clues and we're like, it makes total sense. Yeah. But people...
But before we get too excited, Nick thinks every... reality competition shows. He's always guessing Donny Osmond.
He likes it.
Who's going to win American Idol? Donny Osmond. So, he probably nailed this one, but...
He's answered it so many times.
He's playing the odds.
It's the boy who cries Donny Osmond.
He was in the 80s. They're like, who shot JR? He's like, Donny Osmond.
This is a takeoff on a Japanese game show in which they had huge stars. Ryan Reynolds was on the Japanese version. So on Twitter, people are throwing out huge names. Hugh Jackman, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's not that. These stars are not that big on a Fox TV show where they have to be on week after week. I'm sorry.
First season.
The judges are doing it, too. I mean, that's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
It's like, ratchet it down a few notches.
Somebody say that?
Yes.
Oh, and that's the thing. This is going to be the one and only successful season.
Because nobody's
going
to buy into it.
Because if they have a letdown and they find out it's Donny Osmond, everyone's going to be disappointed. Well, Marie Osmond was on Access Live with Natalie Morales and a couple other people, and they started asking her questions about The Masked Singer. Take a listen.
He's doing this other show, The Masked Singer.
He's great as the peacock.
He's great as the peacock. What do you think?
Is he a peacock?
Uh-huh.
Okay, wait. How old? You said you started performing when you were 3. How old was Donnie when he started performing?
We started the same year. He was 5. I was 3.
That was a clue.
That's one of the clues he gave away.
Was he friends with Michael Jackson?
I know. I told him. I said, why are you giving away such easy clues?
Marie.
What?
Marie, what are you doing, Marie?
Oh, my gosh,
Do you realize this is called The Masked Singer? Nobody knows the identity?
Yeah, so Marie Osmond gave it up. The peacock is Donny Osmond.
And then this week, did you see Donny Osmond working on a new album? I'm like, it all makes sense.
It totally makes sense.
Okay. He's a little bit rock and roll. So I'm hoping.
Another Schmig story that is tied to one Courtney Landrum. Jimmy Fallon is ripping us off. Okay, we did a celebrity birthday bet a few months back where Courtney had to sing karaoke to Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. And Jimmy Fallon did it with a bunch of celebrities where he had them wear headphones and listen to the song and they had to sing it. So you'll hear Shaq, Meghan Trainor, Kelly Clarkson. But first you'll hear Van Landrum.
Yeah. Since you've been gone.
Yeah.
I have so much rhythm.
And all you ever hear me say
is how I picture me with you.
Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, that's all you'd ever hear me say.
But since you've been gone.
I feel a little bit better.
Don't you?
For the first time.
All right.
Nick actually just texted and he's sure one of those is Donny Adams.
Where's the bell?
You can see the Tonight Show video online at Y98.com.
That song must be the song to go to, because then like a week later she sang it on Ellen.
Yes.
Everybody loves it.
Crazy. Andy Cohen. We talked about how he's expecting his first baby boy via surrogate. And he's taken his Watch What Happens live show to L.A. as he's waiting for his baby to be born. So he's going to be in L.A. for a month.
And he's got big names on the show, too, already lined up.
Oh,
huge
yeah.
stars.
I'm sure.
Donny Osmond's going to be on there.
Maybe.
I'm excited because
I can see Andy Cohen getting all nerded out about Donny Osmond.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's his right in his wheelhouse.
Uh-huh.
And when this baby's born, is he bringing the baby to visit his parents in St. Louis?
Oh,
I think so.
Absolutely. Yes.
Is he naming the baby after a member of this morning show?
No.
We'll see.
Oh. You know, got to put the seed in there.
Lance Cohen.
I was going to say Kevin is very popular.
Kevin Cohen. Got a nice alliteration to it.
We said the baby, because his dog's name is Waka, named after Michael Waka with Cardinals, that he might name his child after a famous Cardinal. And this is more sports chatter than
Eckstein Cohen.
This is more sports chatter than Schmig, but we are thinking about Chris Duncan. Formerly with the Cards, you know, his dad was with the Cards too. He's battling brain cancer. It returned for a second time last year, and we're just thinking about him and sending all our prayers to him.
And yeah, such a great guy and so strong on the radio. He had to step away from that show, but one of my absolute favorite people to listen to. So genuinely funny. Did such a great job and very selfless. When he was out for a while, the first time the cancer, he said, "Oh, well, the funniest teammate I ever had was Brad Thompson," and gave him up to fill in. And now Brad Thompson's gone on to this pretty great career.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people would be like, "Oh, take this really funny guy to replace me, you know, when I'm gone." So what a great guy, and we're thinking about him.
And Martha Stewart, finally, her scrambled egg hack that's making people livid. This is gross, too. So she apparently scrambles eggs by putting them in a cup, and then she uses the frother or the steamer on her cappuccino machine. Which is gross, because then you use it to froth milk for your cappuccino.
Yeah, but don't you think she's washing it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Martha
it's
washes.
Still not right.
What is the problem?
I'm not that bothered by it. Okay.
I think it's gross, but a lot of people are just laughing because it's kind of like rich people problems.
It's like, why don't you?
Well, they're like, well, oh, this is a thanks, Martha, for your great hack, because everybody has a cappuccino machine and no stove and frying pan. And someone said, "I've been wondering what to do with my excess cappuccino machines."
Nah, I want to hear what she should do is a whole thing about how she made stuff when she was in the joint. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Was she like cooking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm way more into than all her extra stuff.
Her cappuccino hacks.
Yeah.
That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com with a final look at traffic. Lance Hildebrand.
170 southbound. They're still slow going as you're...
It's time for celebrity birthdays on Y98. But before I do that, a little bonus Schmig that's going to blow your mind. And it's show related.
Okay.
Because This Is Us. They've cast Beth's mom. You know, Beth, who's married to Sterling K. Brown's character. Beth's mom is
Randall.
Felicia Rashad. Felicia Rashad.
Randall, you get
Felicia Rashad used to be married to her husband Ahmad.
Well, now we can play that song again because we can add some This Is Us lyrics instead of saying she was the wife on the Cosby Show.
Wasn't she? She was on some TV thing recently, though.
I'm very excited that she's on This Is Us.
I can't think of what it was, but something successful. She also was Creed's mom in the two Creed movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No.
I forgot about
Felicia
that.
Felicia Rashad.
We love Felicia
but
Rashad.
But she wasn't the mom. Felicia was she the mom Rashad. Or was she the... Oh, okay.
Creed's mom. So she was...
I didn't know if she was Apollo's wife.
Yeah.
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 But Creed isn't born from Apollo and Felicia. He was born from another woman.
Oh, I don't know. Are you sure?
Yeah.
How old's AJ McLean from the Backstreet
Courtney
Boys?
Knows her Creed.
I just watched it.
Did right. you see the sequel?
No.
Oh.
Celebrity birthdays. How old is AJ McLean from the Backstreet Boys? Everybody.
49.
45.
47.
48.
Wow, you guys are lucky that this is not a betting week.
Why?
49? He's 41.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, but most of them are like between 48 and 52.
I think Kevin's the oldest, right?
He is.
Kevin is the oldest. Everybody knows that. AJ's how old?
41. 41.
Kevin Richardson. Oh, that's a zookeeper. There's a Kevin Richardson known as the Lion Whisperer. Kevin Richardson
is he in the Backstreet Boys? Yeah.
Kevin Richardson from Backstreet Boys is 47 years old.
Oh, okay.
Really? A lot older than that.
How old is Dave Matthews?
A poo-poo boss. Dave Matthews. That's a tough one.
That is.
He's got to be in his 50s, right? 51.
No, I bet he's 49.
53.
52.
He's 52.
Wow.
Still listen to that first album from start to finish.
Oh, not a lot of people play Dave Matthews Band, so whenever I hear a Dave Matthews Band song, it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a simpler time in my life.
Oh, man. Great time.
No joke. How old is the future wife of the king? How old is Kate Middleton?
Ooh.
Duchess Kate. Mm. Prince William's wife, mother of three children. How old is the Duchess of Cambridge?
36.
I think she's in her 40s. 40,
no.
42. No.
She just had a baby.
I think she's in her 40s.
You can have a baby when you're 42.
You can,
I know, but she's
old.
Not that old.
I can't have a baby when I'm 42, but you can have a baby when you're 42.
What did you say?
36.
Yeah, 37.
38.
Yep. Oh. 37.
37. Everybody's sniffing around Courtney's age. I'm going to give...
Kevin.
42.
42.
Hey, Middleton.
Oh, by Jove.
Somebody's not getting invited to the coronation.
Celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today.
Live from downtown, this is your home for...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.